The meeting at the Strong Museum featured presentations and experts on various aspects of the canal, and one thing they wanted to get across is that while the canal is great for tourism, it has a positive impact on the state's economy in a number of ways. That includes farmers who use water from the canal for irrigation and developers who have built much sought-after housing along the waterway. Beth Teal is chair of Cornhill Navigation, which runs the Sampatch boat along the canal as part of their educational mission.
We have an obligation as citizens of this community to be supporting and improving and using the waterways. So the best way to do that is to get people on the water and seeing what a treasure both the canal and the river are.
And Greg Marshall is a senior vice president with the tourism group Visit Rochester, and he says while the canal generates a lot of tourism dollars, the state should spend more to market it.
The Erie Canal is an iconic American institution. It is known around the world. What's not known around the world is that it is a premier recreation, heritage, and cultural attraction that is still available to visitors. We need to do a better job pushing that out.
The Forum in Rochester is part of a series of events being held this year to mark the Erie Canal's 200th anniversary. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.